Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We get a visit today with WQAD-TV sports anchor Matt Randazzo, and everybody in Western Illinois is up in arms. They see that Kim Reynolds, the governor of Iowa, says June 1, we can look at playing high school sports again in the state of Iowa. I know the governing associations there have to make some decisions and work their way through some stuff. But Matt Randazzo, what does that mean for a guy like you who covers a lot of schools in Western Illinois? There's going to be some sad faces.
Oh, absolutely. I tell you what, it's an exciting day, I guess, if you're an Iowa athlete. It's an exciting day for people overall. You look at it and you mention Kim Reynolds saying it's okay for high school sports to go. Now, obviously, the associations have to say, hey, that's okay as well, and put their plan into place. My thought, my opinion is, we're chatting with you on a Wednesday afternoon. I think that's going to come sooner rather than later. I think that these athletic associations have already had plans in place. I think it's the other way around. They're waiting for the okay from the governor in order to go ahead and play sports. So, like you just said, I think that baseball and softball, not a long season, but at least some form of sports will be on the Iowa side. And you're right, that's going to frustrate people on the Illinois side of the river because they're looking at 5 miles away, kids playing the sports that they want to play. So it's going to be very interesting. Luckily, we're here in the summertime where there's not a lot of high school sports going on, but everybody's looking forward to what's going to happen in the fall. And that's going to get people pretty antsy, Jim, on what they're going to want to do, what they're going to want to do with their kids come the fall sports season here in Illinois.
Yeah, and I know you've heard a little banter about, I know specifically as it relates to maybe more of the Metro Quad City area, about those parents, those kids exploring options, saying, well, should we consider maybe looking at a situation and sending a kid to an Iowa school instead of an Illinois school if there aren't going to be opportunities in Illinois because of this pandemic?
It's something that, I mean, I don't want to say that people are talking. I feel like that's something that's going to happen. I haven't talked to a certain amount of people, but just rumblings and things you start to hear is, I think the threat of, well, I'm just going to take my kid and go to Iowa was just like something you said a few months ago, like in frustration. Do you know what I mean? Like, well, that's fine. That's why they're going to do it. I'm going to go to Iowa. And now it's going to actually get to a point where during this summer, parents are going to have to decide how important these sports are to certain kids. Obviously, you and I, we love sports. We love the high school sports and everything like that. And we miss them. But for some kids, and not all of them, but for some kids, these sports are going to lead to a college scholarship more in the future. And for juniors and seniors that are really needing these times of year, they're not going to want to miss out on those seasons and those experiences and the fact that they could maybe further their career at the college level. And they're going to have to start thinking about that. And it's something that I don't know all the rules, Jim. I don't know them off the top of my head on when you move to a school, where you have to be, and how long you have to stay and all that kind of stuff. It's different between moving public to public, from public to private, all that kind of stuff. So I don't know the logistics of it all, I guess, but I do know it's something that people that were just doing it to speak out of frustration a month or two ago, I think they're going to start looking into that and thinking, where can I go to make sure my kid can play his senior year of football, or they can play their senior year of volleyball, or junior year of volleyball, where it's important to get exposure to college scouts and all that kind of stuff. I don't think your normal kid that's just playing sports for the love of the game, and I don't play for the love of the game, but they're playing high school sports and that's all they're going to be playing. I don't know if they look to do that, because that's asking a lot. But there's going to be people, and you know it. I'm a dad of four kids, so I go through the youth sports, and youth sports are different beasts. And it's the same way with high school sports, where, you know, parents want the best for their kids. And that's something that I think we'll start looking at and hearing rumblings about and finding out how patient people can be to find out what happens moving forward coming in the fall.
Yeah, and we were talking about it a little bit off the air as it relates to Illinois, and you know, this is me just speaking opinion-wise, is, you know, when you look at this regional approach that the state is looking at, the phase-in approach, the five-phase-in approach, for basically, you know, whatever you want to call it, opening the economy or returning to normalcy. But basically, phase five is getting to that point where you can have public events that people can go to in excess of 50 people. Now, I think there are some portions of the state that may be able to reach that by mid-August, but the collar counties and Cook County and the city of Chicago, no way. So that means they're not going to be probably ready to return to school. They're not going to be ready to resume interscholastic athletics. Now, this is my opinion. I say if that's the case, I just think the rest of Illinois then, I just don't foresee the IHSA saying we're going to let these other parts of the state play, but Chicago can't. And what do you think on that?
I completely agree with what you're saying. I mean, that's a thing that I've heard from a lot of people saying, well, hey, it's regionally. Maybe we get a chance to play because regionally we'll be cleared. The state of Illinois and the IHSA are two different things. So they are going to regulate when we are going to play sports in Illinois. And if you look at the state of Iowa, the governor says today, hey, it's fine. You know, you have my approval to play if you guys want to play. But we're still waiting here on Wednesday at 2 o'clock to get official word from the actual Iowa High School Athletic Association to if they're still going to do it. She gave the okay. That doesn't mean they're still going to do it. It's the same way in Illinois. If the governor says, hey, the people in Rock Island County and in Henry County and Mercer County, they're okay, and they pass the stage, that doesn't mean that the Iowa High School Athletic, or the Illinois High School Athletic Association is going to do the same thing. And like you just said, I just don't see them splintering it up. I think the IHSA does one big thing, and it is what it is. That's unfortunate. I wish they could look at it in a big, and maybe they will, look at it in a bigger view and say, hey, these regions are cleared to play. They're cleared to do certain things. So we're going to allow them to play high school sports. Unfortunately, Cook County, Chicago, that area that may not be open, you guys can't. Now, will that affect things? Certainly when it comes to maybe there's a school in Illinois, especially in the Western Big Six, that has a week one or week two game with a Chicago school. I don't think there's too many of them anymore. But they would maybe lose a game. They wouldn't lose their entire season, and they could figure out something to do with those games. I'll tell you, right now we're doing a stadium series right now at WQID, so I talked to 13 high school football coaches on both sides of the river in the last week. And we all talked about whether it's going to happen, whether it's not. And one vibe I got from the Iowa coaches, who were still worried at the time, is that if we, because there's crossover games, and if those crossover games happen, if they can't happen, what are they going to do with their week two games? So they were more worried about the Illinois schools not playing than they were their own teams playing. So that's one thing that they have to look at and do. But I really do wish that they would kind of look at things regionally, like maybe we will as a state, and figure things out and figure out a way. Like I told you off the air, it's just May, Jim. Hopefully by August there's something better and something different, and we can talk about more positive stuff and things are changing and things are getting better. As you can see on both sides of the river. So hopefully things do move and speed up faster and things do change between May and August.
Yeah, and I know the IHSA board in Illinois meets June 15th, and I think that the governor's indicated that, you know, all the areas of the state are going to get to this phase three by the end of this month. But getting from phase three to phase five, that's a long road to go. Now, maybe the legislative session, I know that's underway this week, maybe there could be some pushback on that to change that. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. And then the state of Indiana, they're talking about resuming high school sports this summer. So, you know, I'm curious from your standpoint, and as guys in the Quad City media, you know, look at this and listen to this conversation. Yeah, I think that they've done a great job of providing content because it's been a challenge. You know, since mid March of covering local stuff, they, you know, let's make it interesting as possible. We'll watch this kid push a Jeep down the street or whatever. You know, they've done a great job. But you know, the interesting thing that I worry too about Illinois, Western Illinois versus Eastern Iowa. If games do resume in Iowa, you know, that's going to take priority because it's games. And the stories in Illinois, Western Illinois, because a victim of circumstance ain't just going, you know, they're just not going to get the attention. By no fault of anyone's, just because Iowa's playing and Illinois isn't. And that, I worry about that just from a person living in Western Illinois and seeing kids not being able to play. And like you say, well, you can, if you ever drive down to Boston Blacktop, you know, you can throw a rock across the Mississippi River and those kids can play, but the kids in Mercer County can't. And those stories aren't going to be told because they're playing games in Eastern Iowa. Long story short, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Jim, we're for sports. I just talked to Cecilia and Corey, and we're like, hey, man, we might have games to cover on the Iowa side of the river. We may be able to do these games by June 15th. We're excited. And that's where we're going to go. You go where the sports are if you're a sports department. So you're 100% right. We're not going to try to be balanced and stay on both sides and do those kind of things when there's actually sports and competitions going on one side of the river and there's nothing going on the Illinois side of the river, and things do slip through and you don't get to tell the great stories. I mean, we're looking at March, April, May. We're looking at 3 months right now where we've been, like you said, being, not saying makeup sportscasts, but it's really redefined and reinvented what we have to do each and every day. We can't go look at the paper and say, all right, there's a cool game at Rock Ridge, and then we can swing down to Aledo and hit a baseball, softball doubleheader, get that out of the way, and then be done. You know, we're looking for ways to fill content and do things. We mentioned the stadium series we're doing now. Fun things that I'm really enjoying and really enjoying doing, but things that we're not used to having the time or the ability to do because we don't have sports going on. So you're exactly right. And I don't think we won't be shy about it. I don't think we'll be apologetic about it. We're going to go where the sports are. And so if there's sports going on a Friday night, and if there's football games on a Friday night in Iowa, and there's not in Illinois, I guarantee you we're going to be all over the side of the Iowa side of the river covering high school sports in Iowa, because that's just what we do. And if you haven't done it in 4 months and you get the ability to do it, if it was flip-flop the other way around and Iowa wasn't doing it and Illinois was, it'd be the exact opposite. So you're exactly right. There's some great stories and some things that we might not, that we would have normally gotten to in Illinois, but might get overlooked because we don't know that they're going on or they're not playing or we don't have the ability to go and do those kind of things. So, yeah, it's going to be really frustrating for kids in Illinois. And like I said, you don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse and you don't want to get too frustrated and too down. But as it looks right now, I can't see it. I will say this, though, Jim. I would have had this conversation with you a month ago about the Iowa side of the river as well. I would have been like, there's no, heck, probably 2 weeks ago, I would have said, there's no way they're playing high school football or high school baseball in the summer. There's no way it's going to happen. And now they're doing it. I would have told you 2 weeks ago, I had conversations with these high school coaches as I went to each stadium, and they were talking about how they're going to arrange different class schedules so that they can at least get kids back into the school. It's coming up this fall. I had a coach look at the building and say to me, do you think they're going to put 1,500 kids in this high school in August? Like, it's just not going to happen. And now here we are 2 weeks later, and they're going to play baseball maybe, hopefully, the softball as well. And maybe there's school in September and August, and maybe there's a high school football season. So I would have told you 2 weeks ago, boy, it doesn't look good for anybody. And now at least half of the side of the river, half of our area, is looking a lot more promising. And maybe if things can speed up on the Illinois side of the river as well, in 3 months, maybe a lot can change. But you're exactly right. Right now, if you had to put money on it, or if you had to give an educated guess, it could be a very frustrating fall for the Illinois side of the river.
Yeah, and again, the Iowa governor today, as we're talking on this the 20th day of May, the Iowa governor, Kim Reynolds, is allowing it. But now it's up to the state association in Iowa to put pen to paper to make it happen. But I was thinking about when you're talking there. So if Matt Randazzo tells me on June 18th, give me a baseball game, Muscatine is playing Davenport West in baseball, all right? And then in the same breath, you're also telling me, Taylor, can't have summer contact days in Illinois. The IHSA has suspended those. And I'm going to say, wait a minute, so you're playing a game, an actual interscholastic athletic event in Iowa, but you're telling me 15 miles as a crow flies in Mercer County, they can't have summer contact days. That stinks, man. And I can feel that frustration from parents on the Illinois side. And you know, that this is a story that's going to unfold on the Indiana-Illinois border, too, if they resume play. But we can't even have summer contact days, and they can play games over in Iowa. Man,
and I think you're going to see just what you said, though. You have 2 months or 3 months of that frustration, and people are going to be frustrated. And I know people get, and I'm not dumb or naive. I understand government. I understand how, unfortunately, our world works sometimes. But with all that being said, you still have to rely on the fact that common sense will overrule and frustration will overrule. And if you can see all of these people saying, hey, come on, wait a minute, look at all this stuff and tell me this makes sense, and you got one dude holding it up, or one guy that says, no way, we're not doing that, and I'm going to be, I don't want to say stubborn, but yeah, stubborn, and say, this is the guidelines that I put forward, and I'm not going to adjust those at all. Well, that's flat-out stupidity, and it's probably political suicide if you're doing it, because that's not going to make anybody happy. I think you have to be able to adjust, and that's been my biggest, I think, frustration during all of this, Jim, is that we've made determinations on what's going to happen for months and months down the road. And any time that you put, like, a goal and set a goal, you're almost, like, silly and naive, and people would get frustrated with you. There's no reason not to have goals. I remember the John Deere Classic came out and said, you know, the PGA said, hey, we're going to start it, and 1, 2, 3, 4 is going to go, and they're not going to have fans. And then the fifth event, which happens to be the John Deere Classic, is going to have fans. And people are like, there's no way that's going to happen. That's just stupid to even think about. Well, you're right. It might not happen. And the PGA might readjust it and say, you know what? We're going to stay with no fans. We're not going to do it like this. But there's no reason 3 months in advance to set a goal for something. And that's what I don't understand. We set this plan and this goal for the state of Illinois on how he wants to do it and how we're going to reopen up the state. But you should be able to readjust that plan and make changes to make it right and make it better, and you have the ability to do that. And if you don't want to do that, then it's just more stubbornness than it is anything else. So hopefully, long story short, rant almost over, hopefully they'll realize that if things are changing and improving, just like when things were going downhill and not looking good, we made quick decisions to change things and to go one way. If you see things improving and going the opposite way, we can make quick decisions to change that to make it better in the state of Illinois. So that, you're exactly right. There's no reason. I mean, there's going to be coaches on the Illinois side of the river that are going to be looking for defensive coordinator jobs in Iowa just to have some football to go do. Chip Filler is going to be the defensive coordinator for Bettendorf if he needs to be, because these guys want to do football. And that's what they're – now, don't start that rumor. That's a joke. But that's what – like, these guys want to coach, and they want to play. And so I think, in long story short, if hopefully – if what you just said, and you talking about the frustrations, hopefully if your frustration and other people's frustrations are echoed in a civil way, we don't have to go to Facebook and start complaining like everybody does all the time, but if things are done in a civil way, in a smart way, that maybe rational minds will come along and they'll say, yeah, this is the way we can do things. But like the other side of it, Jim, is a lot of people have gotten sick and lost their lives, so there's a yin and a yang to everything, and there's probably a happy median to everything that's going on in this world. So we're just a couple of sports guys trying to survive, right, brother?
Yeah. All right. And then the only other thing I was thinking about here is it was the Tuesday after the Class A Super Sectional in mid-March. So we haven't had any athletic competitions in – I'm speaking specifically as it relates to Illinois since mid-March. So we're going to go March, April, May, June, July, hopefully August, mid-August. I mean, you're looking at, you know, basically a five-month period of kids not being able to practice or play. So, I mean, you're never going to see probably something like that again. So what is the expectation for that when you have – you know, because kids in today's culture, man, you play so much. I mean, you're playing. In a 5-month layoff of doing absolutely nothing as it relates to competition. Now, kids are going to work on their own game at home from varying degrees is what I'll say, but just not because we're so accustomed in today's culture that, you know, it's the way it's set up. It has to be in a controlled environment where the coaches are involved. The student athlete is involved with the coach. That oversight, it's not a situation in today's society. This is Jim Taylor speaking, where the kids are on their own. It's just the way they're not conditioned that way anymore. And not to have that basically for 5 months, other than, you know, the Google Meets or whatever you want to call the Zoom meetings. And then, boom, okay, we're going to get the balls out again, kids. You ready? In 2 weeks. So we're going to have 2 weeks of preseason, and then we're going to play again. So, I mean, I'm interested to see that story if it happens in Illinois, where we haven't had anything, and all right, we get the two preseason practices, and we're playing football in the final Friday of August. I mean, what are your expectations for that?
A couple things that just when you're talking, kind of point out, and it comes to my head, is that you're exactly, first off, you're exactly right about back in our day, just do that nonstop, and you didn't need anybody to tell you go do that. You had nothing else pushing you in different directions. So you're like, okay, I'm bored. I don't have anything to do. I'm going to go outside, and I'm gonna shoot baskets or do whatever sport you want to do. Today's kids, I got four of them. They're not like that. They have tablets, they have televisions, they have things to go do. And like, unless dad, which unfortunately is working from home right now too, is going to say, hey, let's go shoot 100 shots, or let's go soft toss, or let's go get off the tee, that's just the way things are going to be. So there's a lot of, and unfortunately, it's not like kids, not all kids have a goofy sports dad that wants to go do those kind of things. So they're behind the eight ball even more. Opening up youth sports, my son plays travel baseball. Their first tournament's going to be June 12th, we found out today. And my biggest concern with that was, don't go 0-60. Like, you can't go from the kids not doing anything for 3 months to them being in 15 tournaments and doing all the things that they normally do. And when you go to the high school level, it's the exact same thing. You have to be able to get ready, and even on a bigger level, it's college football. We talked to Kirk Ferentz numerous times that, you know, Coach Doyle, one of the best strength and conditioning coaches in college football, that they need eight weeks. They need 8 weeks to get ready, and so that people aren't going to get hurt and do things the correct way. And that does worry you if you see kids go from, hey, you can't have summer conditioning, you can't have these type of things, you can't get ready, and then all of a sudden, hey, mid-August, things break, you get 2 weeks of practice, and then boom, you're back out on the field. Now, normally you would get that time anyways. So normally you'd get 2-3 weeks to practice, and then you'd start playing anyways. But you know how important these summers are, and you know how important that is to, and you can put out all these cool things that you see on social media, and you've done stories on them too, because that's how kids are staying in shape. You can do all the squats in your basement at home while you're watching WQAD News 8 at 10, cheap plug. You can do that all you want, but you can't, that doesn't replace actual drills during the summertime that gets you better to do the sport and the craft that you want to do. So I agree with what you're saying, and I think that's something that a lot of people are going to be watching. I do know that, maybe a little off subject, talking to the coaches in Iowa, football-wise, they were really hoping that the summer sports happened. And I think the reason why, and it makes sense and I agree with it, is I hate to say that baseball and softball are going to be a guinea pig, but this is a trial run, and they can see what's going to happen, what's not going to happen. Anything that's good or bad that does come of it, they can learn, get ready for, and make it better for the fall sports, for volleyball, for football, for everything else. They don't have that in Illinois. When fall sports return, if they do return, this is it. This is your first go run of it, and anything that does happen isn't going to be able to be adjusted as well as on the Iowa side of the river. They're going to get through a season, a shorter season of baseball and softball, hopefully, and they can do these type of things. So I'm going to sit back with you, Jim, and that's going to be a story that we'll obviously cover and track, because you're right, kids, it's unheard of. When you said that is unheard of. There will not be a time in our lifetime that we're going to go 5 or 6 straight months without high school sports. Mm-hmm. I can't, hopefully, God willing, I don't want, but like, has that happened in your lifetime?
No.
You're like 80 years old now. I mean, yeah. you're an old guy, right?
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
That's not happened in our lifetime. And that just, I mean, it's weird for us to think about, is that we, Corey and I and Celia talk all the time, and we're like, this is our livelihood. This is what we go do every day. This is what we love to do every day. And for 5 months, it's not going to be with us. So hopefully it's just five. It's not six, seven, and eight, because that's when we have a lot of problems. But it's going to be something, Jim, that we're going to be talking about and debating and complaining about. Because, you know, I mean, you're on social media too, and you see there's just as many parents that are going to be frustrated that their kids can't play. There's a section of parents that think it's absolutely crazy that kids are going to play in Iowa. I mean, there's going to be people on social media very vocal that kids are playing in Iowa and it's not safe. So there's probably a happy medium in between the two, and it's just going to be interesting to watch it develop, and hopefully it does soon so that my wife can get me out of the house.
Yeah.
And she doesn't kick me out of the house, if you know what I mean.
Well, and I as we wrap up, the kids need it. They need to get playing again. I mean, I feel bad for them, and they need to be back in the classroom, because it's just it's a tough situation, and you know, the mental issue for the student not being in class and dealing with that, and then not having the interscholastic, the whole experience. And I'm not talking about just interscholastic athletics, I'm talking about the school play, you know, music, all the activities that go with a well-rounded education, whether it's, you know, in the metro area or in the rural area. Kids need that for their mental well-being, because they all fit within some category, and not having that opportunity is what pains me, and I don't want this to continue going on. So I hope it works in Iowa, and I hope we can
let me add one more thing, Jim, and you just hit on it too. We sit here as sports people, and I see the bad side of youth parents that think that their kids are going to be the next Ethan Happ and the next Jason Randall and all that kind of stuff. I always say to people, I say, I've been covering sports in the Quad Cities for 20 years, and one dude's played in the NBA, and it's Jason Randall. And I think one guy playing in Major League Baseball, and it's Jacob Junis from Rock Falls. A lot of them in the minor league system that we're very proud of and still working their ways up, Cody Sedlak's and all that kind of stuff. But when we come, and so people might listen to you and I talk and say, sports aren't everything. Sports aren't the only thing. And they are 100% correct. But it's what high school sports teach, and the lessons and the life lessons that you learn from them. And not just sports, but you mentioned it, all the other extracurricular activities that go on in high schools. Those are the things and the experiences that kids need. And most of these people, when they get done playing high school volleyball at Rock Ridge or Orion or wherever, they're probably going to be done playing it. But they're going to move on life and take those life lessons they learned through all this time and apply them to life in general. And that's what really bugs me, is that people aren't going to be able to have those experiences that they need growing up. And so, and you hit the nail on the head, the mental issues of what might go on and what might happen. Kids need to be with kids. And kids can't be with their dad all the time. My kids are going to go crazy. I don't like to be with me all the time. So that's the other side of it as well. So, yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head, and it's going to be an interesting go-around to see how how this all unfolds over the next 3-4 months.
All right. I wanted to get 2 minutes of reaction from Matt Randazzo, and I look at my marker, and it's 35 minutes. Shut up already, man.
Here's the deal. It's like we can go another 15, and your sports line's done, brother.
That's
I'm trying to multitask you, get everything done. Hey, I appreciate you, buddy. Anytime you need to talk to me, heck, we don't need to record it. We can just vent on the phone.
Yeah,
so,
well,
I appreciate you.
Well, I was going to, one more thing before we get off the air. Glenn Cook says when this is over, he's going to have you, myself, and Johnny Marks over to his backyard, and we're going to listen to jazz on WVIK. You want to do that some Friday night?
I'm in. We'll put some baseball on the TV. You and me and Glenn will enjoy some burgers and dogs. We'll get a nice fancy steak for Mr. Marks,
so that
he enjoys the food too. So, and we'll be set to go. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Matt Randazzo with us on WRMJ.